With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Drivers from the Eastern Districts, go ahead and plan some extra time this morning. Emergency crews are at two separate car crashes this morning, both about 300 meters away from Peanuts Gas Station in Red Bay. 911 confirms the crashes happened shortly after 5 a.m. this morning, heading west. No critical injuries are reported, but you can expect some traffic delays. There is a change at the top of the office of the premier. As Pilar Bush steps away from the chief of staff role, Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks has confirmed who's taking over as of October 1st.
I'm so happy to announce that Dr. Carrie Bergstrom has agreed to be Pilar's successor as the chief of staff in the office of the premier, effective 1 October 2026.
Dr. Bergstrom brings decades of experience in both the public and private sectors, and the premier says her background matches what government is trying to get done.
She excels at navigating complex challenges, leading change management, and developing human capital, which aligns well with the NCFC's agenda to address long-standing national issues and modernize government services.
In the meantime, the premier says an executive advisor is keeping the office running until Dr. Bergstrom starts next month. The Public Accounts Committee is back this morning, and the deputy governor has left it with a request. The Honorable Gloria McField Nixon says the clock in the audit process only runs against one side. Ministries get 15 working days to respond to draft reports that can run hundreds of pages, but nothing binds the other end.
The public service is at a distinct disadvantage in this regard. There are no deadlines for how long an audit takes. Some take more than a year. There's no deadline for how long a PAC report may take following an initial audit report being published.
She also wants the recommendations themselves written differently, saying some are worded too loosely so that no one can tell when the work is finished.
Terms such as consider, review, explore, and assess can make it difficult to establish when an action has been satisfactorily completed.
Her proposal is fewer recommendations, each with a named owner and a clear endpoint. The Auditor General's office has already agreed to more flexible timeframes where report quality is at stake. Chief officers face the committee today, live on Breeze 105.3 FM from 10 a.m. In regional news, a former missionary with an Ohio-based ministry has pled guilty to federal charges that he sexually abused two boys in Haiti, breaching an agreement with prosecutors that could lead to a prison sentence of more than 25 years. 45-year-old Jariah Mast, who told police in 2019 he had molested more than 30 boys in Haiti and four children in Ohio, entered the plea before a judge in federal court in Cleveland. Under the plea agreement, Mast and prosecutors agreed that a, quote, appropriate sentence would be between 25 and 33 years, although the judge would have a final say. Sentencing is scheduled for December. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. The Israeli authorities are taking further action against British and European-linked organizations and individuals in response to the sanctions imposed on goods from settlements in the occupied West Bank. The diaspora minister has recommended that representatives from Oxfam and Save the Children, among other groups, should be denied entry. A British maritime safety organisation has reported that several merchant ships have been hit in the latest escalation in the conflict between Iran and the US. The price of oil has consequently hit $100 a barrel for the first time since July. Researchers at the artificial intelligence giant Anthropic say they're worried the technology could threaten humanity. Anthropic's alignment science lead said he personally believed there was a greater than 10% chance AI could kill us all in the next decade. The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog has said the expansion and continued production of weapons-grade uranium in North Korea is a cause for serious concern. The IAEA has revealed that Pyongyang had built a new enrichment facility. France is hosting a two-day international space summit that's been diminished by the absence of US tech giants. They've skipped the event, reportedly following pressure from the White House. Billions of dollars of deals are still expected. Japan's main opposition alliance says it's splitting following its defeat in elections earlier this year. The centrist Reform Alliance was formed before the February poll to counter the Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's Liberal Democratic Party. The discovery of five baby orangutans in the eastern Indian state of Odisha has sparked an investigation into whether they were illegally trafficked into the country and abandoned. Pictures of the critically endangered apes show them thousands of kilometres from their usual habitat. BBC News.